Hey, it's Greg with Bite Size Wise. Another episode for you today. Now I'm going to do a shameless plug for my other podcast, the Illusions Podcast, Illusions. That's on that podcast. I'm doing a read through and discussion of the book Illusions, The Adventures of a Reluctant Messiah by the author Richard Bach. And why that's important is I was doing some preparation to record an episode of that podcast today. And in the book, Richard Bach introduces another book called The Messiah's Handbook. And the idea for The Messiah's Handbook is that you hold a problem in mind or you hold a challenge in your mind. You hold that in your mind and kind of focus on it for a little while. You know, turn it over in your mind, and then you open The Messiah's Handbook to pretty much any random page, choose left or right, and then read it, and the answer to your problem is on the page. Maybe not super obviously, but the answer to your problem is on the page. And in the book Illusions, one of the characters is reading the Messiah's Handbook and he runs across this paragraph. And this paragraph has been really opening up for me a couple of ideas that I have been mulling over for weeks as I started to study Buddhism. And this paragraph says, perspective, use it or lose it. If you turn to this page, you're forgetting that what is going on around you is not reality. Think about that. And how that kind of matches up is I've been studying some Buddhism, and I'm not, you know, turning into a Buddhist per se. I'm studying Buddhism and seeing how those practices can make me a better whatever I am. You know, how right thinking can help me flesh out my own Christian faith in a way that brings it more tangibly into the world and makes me a better Jesus follower, for example. But this perspective idea, this idea of use it or lose it, really hits home for me today. Even though I was looking at that in preparation to record a podcast episode, it got me to think about a situation today that happened at work where one of our ladies in the office, and she asked that we call her a lady, she broke a fingernail and then completely came unglued for about 20 minutes. Completely came unglued because she broke a fingernail. And I think to myself now, with perspective, use it or lose it, she completely lost her perspective. Breaking your fingernail in this country, in the United States, is what we would call a first world problem. And I'm positive you have heard of a first world problem. Breaking your fingernail when people around the other side of the globe are losing their homes and sometimes their lives in a conflict they don't want to be a part of, in a conflict that is political and economic and ego driven and is destroying thousands of lives and destroying everything people have worked for decades, that perspective that there are way bigger problems in the world than breaking your fingernail, that's a case of using perspective and seeing that the world around us is loaded with problems that need solving, as compared to losing perspective and narrowing your focus so much that the only thing you think about for 20 minutes of yelling and being angry is breaking a fingernail, when people are literally losing their lives on the other side of the world in a conflict they wanted nothing to do with. That hits home so hard because as I've been studying Buddhism and remembering the first noble truth that we are suffering, we are in dissatisfaction and dis-ease and disease and uneasiness and lacking joy because we are bound to this idea that everything around us is permanent and everything around us is our reality and everything around us is, it's either the way we want it or it really sucks. And you know, pardon me for being that blunt, but that's kind of this idea behind perspective, use it or lose it. I think if you view that from the eyes of Buddhism, where everything around us is impermanent, it's not permanent, it's constantly changing, constantly in flux, and everything around us is changing and constantly in flux, and our emotional attachment to it is what creates our suffering, what creates our dissatisfaction, what creates our dis-ease and our disease, because we're losing perspective. We're forgetting that what's going on around us is not reality. What's going on around us is what we perceive as reality. What's going on around us is what we believe about the facts, what we are interpreting about the incoming data. It's not reality per se, because everything we see is being filtered through our lifetime of thoughts and beliefs and the way we understand things to be. But what if we understand things in a way that is not accurate? What if we understand things in a way that does not line up with the objective reality? What if we are forgetting to take a step back and looking at, in order to look at the big picture? What if we only look at the little picture, the little detail right in front of us, the little detail of something that's inconveniencing us right now? What if we forget to step back and look at the bigger picture? I mean, it could be as simple as kind of that old story that the Buddha told, where a farmer and his son are out plowing the field and there's an accident and the son breaks his leg. And in the people's perception around them, they come up to the farmer and they say, "Oh man, that's such a horrible disaster. How can, oh my goodness, now what? Your son has broken his leg." And in that moment, you can kind of forgive them for having that perspective, because that's all they perceive. All those people perceive is the reality of the son's broken leg. But if you take a step back and realize that just a few days later, the king or the emperor is going to call for draftees and conscripts to come fight a war, and the son's broken leg keeps him from having to go off into battle. Basically, the son's broken leg has saved him from the possibility of dying in a battle in a faraway place. And then the people come by because their perspective is limited, and they tell the farmer how lucky he is that the son broke his leg. Just a few days ago, they were saying how unlucky he was that the son broke his leg. And I think that's a beautiful illustration of this idea of perspective. If we use our perspective and kind of exercise our perspective muscle, we can learn to take a step back and see the bigger picture. As Napoleon Hill said in Think and Grow Rich, every adversity carries with it the seed of an equal or greater benefit. And too often we forget that. Too often we believe the adversity we're in right now is the reality and that it's never going to change. But Napoleon Hill said, all that adversity carries with it the seeds of equal or greater benefit. If we remember to step back and remember that idea, if we remember that breaking the leg might be disastrous in this moment, but it could save us from being drafted into battle, or it could save us from some other fate. Those ideas, just taking a step back and gaining a better perspective, a fuller perspective, realizing that what we're seeing in this moment is not the reality. It's our interpretation of the data we have taken in this moment, but it is not the all-encompassing, unfailing reality. If we can remember to use that perspective, I think we'll find ourselves a whole lot happier in the long run. So I hope you will join me in taking the next few weeks to start kind of working out that perspective muscle and gaining a little bit better perspective, a little bit better understanding that the reality we think is our reality really isn't. It's simply our interpretation of the data we've taken in. And even that is extremely limited because we have not stepped back to take in the whole picture and what that data is telling us within the whole context. So there you have it, my friends. A little bit longer of an episode today, but I love it when all these dots start to connect. All the dots from a book that I'm reading for a different podcast I'm doing. All the dots of learning about the Buddha's teaching and reading the Dhammapada and reading some of the other Buddhist literature. All the dots that connect when a book I read 30 years ago, Think and Grow Rich, starts to pay dividends again 30 years after the first time I read it. When all those dots come together, my friends, we got nowhere to go but up. So until next time, take care of yourself. Know that somebody loves you, and we'll talk to you soon.